You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. A new rule from the Trump administration could bring big changes for facilities that provide or refer patients for abortions. The changes are centered on something called Title 10. That's a federal program that funds family planning services for millions of low-income Americans. It's already illegal for federal funds to be used for abortions in most cases. According to the rule change, though, this was announced last month, if an organization is either providing or referring patients for an abortion, they can't also get Title 10 funding for their other services, things like contraception or STD prevention. Heather Weininger is the executive director of Wisconsin Right to Life. Heather, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me today.
Well, what's your reaction to these changes to this Title 10 from the Trump administration?
Well, first, I think what we should talk about is what does Title 10 do? Yes, it does provide family planning services. And I think what's important to understand in that part of it, it's about the preconception before a pregnancy. That's the family planning care that we're talking about in this instance. And I think, it draws a clear distinction that abortion is not family planning and it's not health care. So when we look at these new rules, and let's be clear, this isn't the first time a president has changed Title 10 rules and regulations when it comes to Title 10. But I think it really outlays for us the clear goal. We want to reach as many low-income individuals as possible through Title 10 and provide them those family care planning care services that they're looking for. What's interesting, here in the state of Wisconsin, not last session, but the session before, a law was passed that required the Department of Health Services to apply for Title 10 funding. That's something that the state hadn't done before, and I went back and looked at the numbers back in 2016 and 2017 versus 2018, and you'll see the number of rural areas in Wisconsin and the increase in services that are now available to low-income women and families that wasn't there before. So I think this is a great opportunity for us to take the funds, distribute them to even more locations across our state. And as we all know, we have a lot of areas in Wisconsin, especially in the northwestern part, Pepin, Pierce, Dunn County, they all are now receiving these funds because the state applied for them. So it's not limited to just 21 facilities anymore at Planned Parenthood, but now so many more women have options to this.
And this would be, you mentioned Planned Parenthood, this rule change, it seems like that would affect Planned Parenthood more than any other organization in the state or probably the country, right? Is that about right?
Well, you know, it would. And by allowing funds to go to other organizations, then it allows them to increase the care that they can give to others. They now have access to the Title 10 funding, whereas before they didn't. And again, it's all about the care beforehand. Now, we know that you can't refer for abortions in this, and for Planned Parenthood, that's a problem because that was a direct source for them for referrals, obviously. It was when a client would go for and receive services, whether it's Title 10 or others, and have a referral for that. So obviously it's going to cut into the bottom line dollar for Planned Parenthood.
Now, Planned Parenthood and others have described this as a gag rule. Doctors worried that they can't talk to their patients about all options that are currently legally available to them. What's your reaction to that?
Actually, that's not true at all. If you read through all of the comments and the decisions that the regulations were deemed when they heard the comments, they can still talk about that option. They can't refer for abortion. So it's whether or not the woman wants to have that information, but they simply cannot refer for the abortion.
And what's your reaction to the lawsuit now from 21 state attorneys general, including Wisconsin's attorney general now, Josh Call?
Well, it certainly isn't a surprise when Governor Evers has in his state budget Title 10 funding to go to Planned Parenthood. This new regulation by the Trump administration kind of puts a kink in that portion of his budget. So it's absolutely not a surprise that Josh Call gets in on that lawsuit. And then at the same time, he's supposedly capable of defending the state of Wisconsin from a lawsuit that Planned Parenthood has brought on to override some of our protective pro-life laws that we have right here in Wisconsin.
Talking to Heather Weininger, Executive Director of Wisconsin Right to Life, looking at some rules changes from the federal government on this Title 10 funding, family planning funding. The rules would limit the use of that money, stop the use of that money for groups that also did referrals for abortions or provided abortion services themselves. Heather, other changes in these rules, it sounds like, would loosen up some of the requirements on who could receive this money in terms of abstinence, education, different kinds of family planning than, say, Planned Parenthood might offer. What do you make of that side of this? Yeah.
I actually think it offers everyone here in Wisconsin and across the country greater access to more options for family planning. You know, you can talk about abstinence, natural family planning, whether or not you use some other kind of birth control. I think it opens up a greater discussion for options that maybe people weren't aware of. And I think that's a good discussion to have.
There are concerns that that might lead to less evidence-based types of family planning being funded by the federal government. Is that a concern for you?
You know, I think that when we look at family planning, we need to offer the best services available, all the services without the option of abortion, because that's not family planning. The child has already been conceived. So let's look at the real family planning options that are out there. So I think we're on the right track.
Abortion numbers ticked up slightly in Wisconsin in 2017 after substantial drops over a period of time before that. What do you make of the state of the abortion numbers here in the state?
They unfortunately did see an uptick, but I think that's due in part to the new Planned Parenthood facility that opened in the Third Ward in Milwaukee. You know, it's in a new trendy neighborhood. They've built it so women can bring their children to play while they go and seek an abortion down the hallway. I think it's them targeting women of low income to seek an abortion rather than offer them the alternative of life. And I think, you know, so many years they've seen their business model declining and the profits were declining for them. So Planned Parenthood really was eager to see those numbers increase.
Now, when it comes to these Title X changes, as we mentioned, lawsuits from states and others, what kind of efforts are you at Wisconsin Right to Life planning to try to make sure these changes do go into effect?
Well, you know, at this point, when it's a lawsuit, there's nothing that we'll do at this point. We have been known to file amicus briefs when there are lawsuits, so that's not an option we're ruling out. And certainly, we will continue to educate the public on Title X funding and where the needs are for it and what true family planning is. And we'll stand behind the Trump administration and support them on this effort.
And more broadly, how is your organization thinking about its role now that there's not complete Republican control over of state government, Democratic governor now in the governor's office? What changes now?
Well, you know, we know we don't have a friend in the governor's office who will sign pro-life legislation into law. But we think it's a really great opportunity to talk and educate the public on the types of abortions that are performed here in the state of Wisconsin and across the country, who abortions are being performed on, and offer them a real alternative and hope that they'll favor life.
Now that we've seen other states working on things like heartbeat legislation, other changes to their abortion laws, the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court now has changed over the last couple of years. Are you looking for some of these changes to make their way up to the U.S. Supreme Court and maybe get different results than they might have in the past?
We're always hopeful for something to go to the Supreme Court, and we have a change in Roe versus Wade and what's taking place. Now, certainly what we do here in Wisconsin, if it were signed into law, we know it would be challenged. Wisconsin probably won't be one of those states right now if we enact something. But we continue to monitor all the laws across the country to see what's being challenged, how we could do the law differently here in the state of Wisconsin so it's not challenged. And we're hopeful that someday Roe versus Wade will be a thing of the past.
I'll bring on a caller now. Reed is with us in Clintonville. Reed, hello.
Yes, good afternoon. Thanks for this opportunity. Say, my question or concern is, as this young woman spoke about the fact that abstinence education, for instance, will be one of the components that perhaps would benefit from these changes. And oftentimes the organization and its organizations and institutions that offer abstinence counseling, among other things, or counseling to women to give birth, whether the birth is viable or the child is viable or not. These organizations are often religious organizations, and from what I have seen, in most cases, they're either evangelical, Christian, or Christian organizations that benefit financially in substantial ways.
Reed, I'll jump in because we don't have too much time left. Heather, under these rules changes in Title X, would religious organizations be some of those receiving money for family planning services?
Well, I think, as the caller talked about, you know, the good news is there's a lot of counties who are receiving this money. There's a lot of areas of our state that maybe abstinence education is part of it, but that's not the only education they're receiving. So I think that's a false thought to have in this process.
Thanks for the call, Reed. As we wrap up, Heather, our previous conversation was about finding common ground in divisive issues. This was pretty divisive. Do you see places where the right to life community, the pro-life community, and the pro-choice community could work together, maybe preventing unwanted pregnancies? I think something that both sides might agree on. I don't know.
You know, I think we agree on it. It's how we get there at the end of the day. But what I do know is, you know, when a child is born, we want to ensure adoption is an option. If we can make that an easier process here in the state, a more affordable process here in our state, we'd be happy to work with them.
We'll leave it there for now. Heather, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Heather Weininger, Executive Director of Wisconsin Right to Life, with us to talk about changes from the Trump administration to the federal Title X program. Those changes would restrict funding for family planning service providers who also provide abortions or refer patients for abortions.